Were recent state Supreme Court decisions on charter schools and the minimum wage swayed by money? Well, Ellensburg Republican State Representative Matt Manweller doesn't like those decisions, and he says the justices were influenced by contributions to their election campaigns. So he's proposed an initiative. It would force justices to recuse themselves from any case involving a campaign donor who has given them more than $1,000. This morning he told me why.
I think that there's a perception out there that the judges are not acting as impartially as they should or what's required by our ethics rules. And when it comes to judges who we hold to a higher standard, who are kind of the referees and umpires of our society, if there's a perception that the game is rigged going in, then that's something to be concerned about. And as I talk to people and they say, look, it seems like the teachers' unions are winning every time, or big labor is winning every time. And then they go to the PDC reports and they say, oh, wow, they've maxed out donations. And then there's dark money. They've transferred $60,000 from one PAC to another PAC that has another name on it. Perception becomes reality in politics. And if the perception is that the courts are not deciding based on the merits of the law, but based on the money that they're receiving, then I think we have a problem and it should be addressed.
Do you take campaign contributions of more than $1,000?
I do.
And in that case, would you think you should not vote on any issues involving people who have given you more than $1,000?
Well, I would respond in two ways. One, the House has a very formal recusal process. And if you watch us, you will see that members regularly stand up and ask for a ruling from the Speaker as to whether or not they will be allowed or not be allowed to vote on a certain bill. So we have a process. The second thing I would say is people see legislators as advocates. They see judges as referees. In our society, we don't have a problem if Paul Allen incentivizes Russell Wilson with a $10 million contract. But if we see Paul Allen give the referee $1 million before the game, we have a problem with that. Legislators are different than judges.
Representative Matt Manweller, also with us, State Democratic Representative Reuven Carlisle. Thank you for being with us, Reuven Carlisle. Do you agree that there is a perception here that the Supreme Court is putting campaign contributors ahead of the law, and this is a problem?
Absolutely not. First of all, thanks for having me, but I categorically reject that idea. You know, the idea that judges are somehow on the take because of an individual ruling goes against a particular group or interest. I think that we go back to the founding of this country and Marbury versus Madison and the other historic rulings, not only at the federal level, but at the state level of 1889 when we decided that judges should be elected. We have a long history of not only an impartial judiciary, but sort of the core integrity of that impartiality. And the idea that the game is rigged is really below us as a state.
But do you agree with Representative Manweller that judges are, we should look at them at a higher level? Should they be held to a higher standard?
Absolutely. And they are governed, of course, by federal and state and other laws and statutory guidelines and disclosure and transparency. And there is a level of discomfort anytime you have elections in terms of who is involved and interested in that. But the central idea that they're somehow making rulings based on the idea of someone who gives them a modest amount of money, I think is really below us and unfortunate.
Representative Manweller, you said that there's a perception that there might be buying of judges here. In fact, your proposal is called Stop Buying Judges Now. But as you're aware, there's perception and there's reality. What makes you think there's some reality to this?
I think there's some reality behind it because the rulings have been so bad. I mean, the other day, the Tacoma News Tribune, one of the more liberal papers in the state, called the charter school ruling an embarrassment. And even some of the other judges said, this ruling is absurd on its face. And so when you look at a ruling that has no basis in law, no basis in the Constitution, you start to ask yourself, well, if it's not reason, if it's not law, if it's not the Constitution, then maybe it is money. The other thing that we've also noticed that raises a red flag for me and others is that the Supreme Court has started to act like partisan politicians by issuing press releases before they issue the decision. No court has ever done that in Washington. And what's very surprising is they only issue press releases when the decision favors their big donors. Why are they doing that? Again, it's drip, drip, drip. The fact that they're making poor rulings that have no basis in law but tend to benefit their donors. They're issuing press releases, but they're only issuing press releases when their big donors win. Whether or not Representative Carlisle is right or wrong, the perception out there is it seems that the thumb of justice is on the side of the big donors.
You know what? There are always going to be rulings at the federal and at the local level that shock people. Look at the issue around Kim Davis in terms of rejecting a ruling by the United States Supreme Court. The central issue is to defend not only the personal integrity of those judges, but the institutional credibility of an equal branch of government. And whether they release a press release is secondary to the core issue of if there was that direct causational or correlation between campaign contributions and decisions, then clearly the primary beneficiaries of that in aggregate would be the many of the corporate interests who have contributed very substantial amounts of dollars to campaigns, much more than any one individual party. So I think it's important to keep in mind that the central premise is too serious and is incredibly somber in terms of making that sort of accusation. And we have to have a causational connection, and it just doesn't exist.
Reuben Carlisle, one of your ideas is use public money to pay for these races so there'd be no suspicion that private contributions are tainting the judiciary. How would that work?
Right. Well, first of all, you get the benefits of elections, which is important to our state and to our history and our sort of the DNA of our decentralized system. We could have a fee, maybe $10, $20 per lawsuit or case, legal action that's taken in the state that is dedicated to a fund. So I think it's possible to do this without general dollars from the taxpayer. But I think it's based upon the central idea of support. So if you had a certain number of signatures, if you had a certain number of individual contributors. So I think that we should sit down together and put our heads together and figure out what's right for Washington State. The central issue is removing the reality or the perception of any type of undue influence, but keeping the right of the people to speak out and have direct elections of their judiciary. I think there's a very responsible balance there, especially since we're talking about a modest amount of money that could be raised without a huge amount of disequilibrium to the taxpayer relative to education and other priorities.
Representative Matt Manweller, what do you think about that? Is that a way to get money out of judiciary elections?
Well, let me start with the kind of the inherent contradiction of today's discussion. When we started today, Representative Carlisle says, look, it's absurd to think that money has any influence on these judges. It's below us to suggest that money has any influence on these justices, but then turns around and says, well, we clearly need a public financing system of justices because there is the possibility of corruption. I don't think you can have both those arguments at the same time. I don't think you can say it's inappropriate for Representative Manuel to suggest these justices are being bought and influenced by money and then turn around and say we absolutely have to have a public financing system because justices are being corrupted by money. I think you get one or the other, but I think it's difficult to have both. In terms of the proposal itself, I do like the idea of a fee rather than it coming out of the general revenue. One of the objections to publicly financing any type of candidate is that is forced speech. You know, whether you as a private individual choose to donate money to a candidate or politics is your choice. When the government gets involved and forces you to fund electoral process, I get a little uncomfortable with that. I would prefer something like the presidential system where we have where you check the box on your IRS form and therefore it's still voluntary. And I like the idea of it being voluntary.
Reuben Carlisle, I'm going to let you have the last word. Matt Manweller says you're trying to have it both ways here. You're saying money is not influencing the judges, and yet you would like to put in a publicly financed system to make sure it's not influencing judges. Are you trying to have it both ways?
Not at all. I mean, the fact is that the public wants elections, deserves elections, and has historically had elections. I don't want to lose that voice of direct democracy for the people of the state. But there are better ways to finance campaigns, and we want the Supreme Court to be above even the perception. I don't think there's a shred of evidence that make a direct correlation between the integrity of the individual justices, the rulings that they're making in the substance, and some of their modest campaign donations. And I'm saying if there's disequilibrium around the issue of perception, let's go to the core of it. public financing of campaigns through fees is a way to get a win-win for everybody.
Reuven Carlisle, Democratic state representative from Seattle, and you also heard from Matt Manweller, Republican state representative from Ellensburg. Manweller's proposed initiative is called Stop Buying Judges Now. He needs nearly 250,000 signatures by the end of the year to send it to his colleagues in the legislature, where the legislature could either pass it, make changes, or they could send it to the public for a vote.